What is asexual reproduction? Asexual reproduction is a mode of reproduction where a single parent produces offspring without the involvement of gametes, sex cells. The offspring are genetically identical to the parent, often referred to as a clone. Next, key features of asexual reproduction. Number one, single parent's involvement. In asexual reproduction, only one organism is required to produce offspring. There is no need for mating or fertilization. This allows reproduction to happen even in isolated environments where finding a mate might be difficult. For example, amoeba reproduce by binary fission without needing another amoeba. Number two is no genetic variation. Since offspring are produced from a single parent without the combination of genetic material, the offspring are clones of the parents. This means they have identical genetic material, which is advantageous in stable and unchanging environment where the parent's organisms is already well adapted. For example, in vegetative propagations of plants like a potato, the new plants are genetically identical to the parent process. Asexual reproduction is often faster compared to sexual reproduction as it bypasses the complex processes of gamete formation, fertilization, and gestation. This speed allows organisms to quickly increase their population, which is critical in environments with abundant resources. For example, bacteria can divide every 20 minutes under ideal conditions through binary fission. Number 4, occurs in various organisms. Asexual reproduction is found across different groups of organisms, including unicellular organisms like bacteria binary fission, fungi spore formations, plants vegetative propagations, and simple animals like hydra budding. The variety of method showcases its adaptability across species and environment. Number 5 is energy efficiency. Asexual reproduction saves energy as organisms do not invest resources in producing gametes, finding mates, or performing mating behaviors. This is particularly advantageous for species that live in stable environments with limited energy resources. Number 6 is survival in stable environments. In stable, predictable environments, genetic variation is less critical because the parent organism's traits already suit to the conditions. Clonal reproduction ensures these advantageous traits are passed down unchanged. And lastly, simpler mechanism. Asexual reproduction does not involve the complexities of meiosis or fertilization. It relies on straightforward processes like mitosis for growth and division. Next is advantages of asexual reproduction. Number 1 is rapid reproduction. Asexual reproduction allows organisms to produce offspring quickly, which is especially beneficial in favorable environmental conditions. For example, bacteria can double their population in just 20 minutes through the binary fission. Number 2 is energy efficiency. There is no need to find a mate, which saves energy and time. This is particularly useful for organisms that living in isolated or static environments. For example, hydra reproduce by budding without expending resources on mate selections. Number 3 is stable trait inheritance. Offspring are genetically identical to the parents, ensuring that beneficial traits are preserved across generation. For example, vegetative propagations in plants like potatoes helps in maintain desired traits such as disease resistance. Next is advantages of asexual reproduction. Number 1 is rapid reproduction. Asexual reproduction allows organisms to produce offspring quickly, which is especially beneficial in favorable environmental conditions. For example, bacteria can double their population in just 20 minutes through the binary fission. Number 2 is energy efficiency. There is no need to find a mate, which saves energy and time. This is particularly useful for organisms that living in isolated or static environments. For example, hydra reproduce by budding without expending resources on mate selections. Number 3 is stable trait inheritance. Offspring are genetically identical to the parents, ensuring that beneficial traits are preserved across generation. For example, vegetative propagations in plants like potatoes helps in maintain desired traits such as disease resistant. In conclusion, asexual reproduction is a quick and efficient way for organisms to produce offspring without needing a mate. It helps populations grow rapidly and ensures that beneficial traits are passed on in stable environments. However, because all offspring are identical, it can make them vulnerable to disease and environmental changes. Asexual reproduction works well in stable conditions but may not be as effective in changing or unpredictable environments where genetic diversity is important for survival. That's all from me. Thank you.